I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World. Imagine being the first in your family to go to college. There's no path for you to follow, and there's the issue of cost. It can be especially daunting for immigrant students. So dozens of school districts across Texas are trying to have these students earn college credits even before they finish high school. It's a way to expose them to college and save on tuition. KUT's Kate McGee went to see how this works in Laredo, Texas, on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Nearly 100 students enter the gym at Texas A&M International University in Laredo. They're practicing for their graduation. Principal Israel Castilla takes the students through the ceremony.
Okay, so you're going to be shaking hands with 7 people, let's say, and then you have the 3 seconds with the picture.
These students, though, aren't graduating from college, rather high school. But many of them are already halfway toward a college degree, thanks to their school, Laredo Early College High School. It works like this. 2 days a week, students take courses at a college campus with other college students. The rest of the week, they're back at their high school. It's how they simultaneously earn their high school diploma and credit towards a post-secondary degree, for free. It's a big help for low-income and first-generation students, bringing them into the college system and making it more affordable.
And I just saw it as an opportunity to get ahead. Even then, I knew that was coming from humble beginnings, and whatever I could do to help pay for my college, I was going to take advantage of that.
That's Omero Cos. He's 17 and a senior at the school. At first, Cos felt a little weird being in a college classroom with students who were older than him.
It was scary. I was like a 15-year-old kid, over here with someone who some 20-year-old, 30-year-olds even, they were college students.
But he got over it and did well. Cos moved to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 3. He's lived in Laredo ever since and calls it home. His father worked construction, his mom cleaned houses and raised Cos and his 5 sisters. Watching his parents work hard made him want to go to college and have more opportunities than they did.
When we came here, my mom did a lot of housekeeping jobs, and I would see these people with big, beautiful houses. I would always think, why wouldn't we live in those houses? We didn't have the money for that. If I had a chance to have my family live in houses like that and live peacefully, I wanted to do that. I wanted to create a better home for my family.
Principal Castilla says for many first-generation students, college can seem like an impossible goal. Just 16% of Texans in the heavily Latino Rio Grande Valley have a bachelor's degree or higher. Castilla thinks early college high school programs can help fix that by giving students a jump start on college.
It's no longer so far away. It's a lot closer now. You have been successful. You have been excellent in this. Now it's just time for you to move on and to continue pursuing what you started.
Usually, early college high schools partner with community colleges, and students can even earn an associate's degree while still in high school. That means they can immediately enter the workforce after high school graduation. At this school in Laredo, the stakes are a bit higher. The school partners with a 4-year university. Students can earn up to 2 years' worth of college credit, but it means they must keep going after finishing high school to earn a bachelor's degree.
It's instead of those 4 years, now it's 2 years. 2 years with the support you were given, you have to continue it, but you're halfway there to that road.
Omero Cos is the youngest in his family and says he's benefiting from a school program that didn't exist when his sisters were in high school. Most of them didn't get the chance to go to college. It was too expensive, and other responsibilities got in the way. But Cos, he's now graduating with about 2 years' worth of college credit from Texas A&M, a savings of more than $40,000. Next, he plans to study biomedical science. For The World, Kate McGee, Austin.